All right. So today we're exploring how you do anything is how you do everything. So the workshop will be conducted in the privileged environment. And for virtual workshops, that means to please ensure that you are muted at all times unless you are actually speaking. Everyone is currently muted. If you wish to speak on the call, please unmute yourself, however that works on your on the device you called in on. Say your name and wait to be called on. Then please mute yourself again when you have finished speaking. Please make sure that your video and chat functions are turned off and that they stay off for the duration of the workshop. Please refer to the confirmation email on how to set this up. Please turn off radios, televisions, computers, cell phones, or other distractions in your environment. When speaking in group, speak from personal experience and please don't offer advice to others or address other participants. Please keep everything confidential. All right, so if you would please sit or lie back and get comfortable. Close your eyes. And take several nice, long, deep, full breaths. See if you can focus all of the attention on the breath. All of the attention on the breathing. Being aware of the breath as it enters the body, fills the body, and leaves the body. And as the breathing returns to normal, continue to focus the attention on the breath, recognizing that there are sensations in the body, emotional reactions, thoughts in the mind that will tend to pull at the attention. Just notice these pulls and continue to be aware of your breathing. Letting go of everything other than being right here, right now, breathing in and breathing out. This is the introduction to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything by Sherry, adapted for our workshop today. It is not possible to do this workshop wrong. This workshop is simply an opportunity for you to see a little more clearly how you are as a person, how you approach life. This is not a realm in which right and wrong apply. This workshop focuses on the process of you, not the particulars, the content of your life. What you do or believe or feel will not be the point. How you do it will be the point. If you observe how you do this workshop, you will probably learn more about who and how you are than you could learn from the content of the exercises. How you do anything is how you do everything. How we are and how we conduct our lives leads either toward suffering or away from suffering. Throughout this workshop, you will be encouraged to see how you do what you do. Notice everything. See if you can allow yourself to be exactly as you are, with as few judgments as possible. Of course, there will be judgment. See if you can become more interested in the process of judging than in what is being judged. This workshop is for you. Your answers aren't going to be graded. How you are is who you are. Comparing yourself to anyone is like comparing broccoli and baseball bats. No comparison is possible. And, of course, there will be comparisons. Just see if you can become more interested in the process of comparing than what is being compared. Knowing how you are is the beginning of freedom. And please, as you approach this workshop, do so with all of the compassion for yourself you can find. Just enjoy getting to know you a little better. If you would please open your eyes. And for our first exercise, would you please take out the drawing and coloring supplies you gathered for the workshop and draw a picture of life? As you do this exercise, please watch how you do it. And please stay live on the call as you work with the exercise, and we'll let you know when it's time to wind down. So you're taking the drawing and coloring supplies that you gathered for the workshop, and you're going to draw a picture of life and watching how you do that. And if you would begin to wind down on your drawing of life, take another minute or so to finish up your drawing. And then would you please take a moment to jot down some notes about what you noticed about how you did that exercise? So taking a moment to take some notes about what you noticed about how you did that exercise. All right. So for this next exercise, would you please close your eyes and bring the attention to the breath? And watching the process as you do this, consider what book best describes your life. What book best describes your life? What song best describes your life? What song best describes your life? What movie best describes your life? What movie best describes your life? And when you feel ready, open your eyes and jot down what came to you. Okay. If you would close your eyes once again, please. And again, watching the process as you do this, consider, what would you title a book about your life? What would you title a book about your life? What would you title a song about your life? What would you title a song about your life? What would you title a movie about your life? What would you title a movie about your life? And once more, when you feel ready, open your eyes and jot down those titles. And now take a moment to look over your answers from both of those exercises and take some notes about what you see about how you did the exercise. So take a moment to look back over your answers and take some notes about what you see about how you did the exercise. And if you would please start to finish up your notes. All right. So finishing that up, if you would once again please close your eyes and sit or lie back, make yourself comfortable, and bring all of the attention to the breath. All of the attention to the breathing. And now, would you please tense yourself physically? Physically tense yourself. And then relax. Now, would you please tense emotionally? Emotionally tense up. And relax. Now, would you please tense mentally? Mentally tense up. And relax. As we do this next part of the exercise, look to see how you do this. Would you please once again tense yourself physically? Watching to see how you do this, tense yourself physically. And relax, noticing how you do that. And now tense emotionally, noticing how you do this, tense emotionally. and relax, noticing how you do that. And tense mentally, watching to see how you do this, tense mentally. And relax, noticing how you do that. Now, please bring the attention back to the breath. And at the bottom of an exhalation, please open your eyes and make some notes about what you saw. And if you would please take another minute to finish up your notes. All right, so we're now going to get off the call to record and listen. So please find a quiet place to be with a mentor and record about the following thing. What themes do you see in how you did these exercises? What themes do you see in how you did these exercises? What clues do you see about your process? What is the how for you of how you do everything? So what clues do you see about your process? What is the how for you of how you do everything? And seeing that, do you and the mentor see ways to use that information to further support the awareness practitioner? So seeing that, do you and the mentor see ways to use that information to further support the awareness practitioner? So an encouragement to be with a mentor with conscious, compassionate awareness as you look at these. So you're not turning it over to conditioned mind to indulge judgment or self-improvement. You're looking through the lens of unconditional love and acceptance. So we'll get off the call to record and to listen back to your recording, and we will return to the call at 10 minutes past the hour. And what did you notice? Who would start us off?
Tom.
Okay. Tom. Great. All right.
This is Phil.
Okay, Tom and then Phil.
Sharon. Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Great, thank you for taking my call and this workshop.
Okay.
I noticed in drawing life and then in describing books, songs, and movies about my life, they were two separate looking and feeling things. Life was
great.
Perfection.
Tom, just one quick thing. It's a tiny bit hard to hear you, almost like you're far away maybe from the whatever you're speaking into.
Okay, let me try this.
Okay.
Is it better?
Yeah, a little bit. Yep, we can make out. Yep. So in the in the life exercise, and what was the second exercise you were looking at, the book title?
Yes, I was just noticing the separate descriptions. Life being perfection, and my life being seeking perfection, and noticing the differences, and then taking that a step further into the other exercises of tensing and relaxing, and noticing that that's a choice, and tying the two together in the recording, realizing that the choice that I can make is to end the separation between life and my life.
Oh, well, lovely. Wow. So putting all, so various awarenesses through the exercises and in the recording and listening, really getting, it sounds like, to the kernel of it, of realizing that I can see it as not my life, but I can, I forget how you said it exactly, it can be just life, not my life.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a fundamental shift to make, isn't it?
It is, yes. And a good one.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Because ironically, you know, when we take away that ownership, that, you know, again, I forget how you said it exactly, but essentially pointing at the illusion of that separation, I think you used the word separation, then in that, we actually receive our life in a way that we don't when that illusion is in charge.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. So.
Yeah, thank you for this. I thought this was really, these were really great exercises, and I love how it went together at the end. And, you know, I know this has been true about me most of my life, this thing of if I'm asked a direct question or asked to do something or, yeah, ask a question, first thing that will come up is kind of this blankness. And what I saw is that that's the tensing up. That so that happened in all the you know, the three things we were, or however many exercises we were told to do. That's the very first thing. And then I noticed if I just, you know, relax, then things may or may not drop in. And well, the first thing I saw about doing those was that even if there were the voices that would first come in and say, you can't do this, it's impossible to draw life, or whatever, you know, something like that, that there was no disturbance around it. You know, it wasn't the voices didn't create a disturbance in those exercises. And it was, so I just kind of went about them. But go ahead.
Well, I was just going to catch up with you because even that right there is quite powerful, isn't it? That so because it points perfectly at how helpful it is to know the how of how suffering is caused, in this case, for Phil, right? So you know that there's that blank, And then it sounds like from what you're describing, the voices just completely take advantage of that to create a whole bunch of suffering. So you saw, you're using that word disturbance, you saw that that disturbance was there with the exercises, but it wasn't having that same impact that it could have had previously.
Exactly, and actually the tensing up causes the blank. And but then when we did the tension things, you know, the tensing up things, when it came to mental and emotional, the first three, when we did it the first time, it was like, what? I don't know. I couldn't. There was, you know, trying to, how do you squish up your emotions? Like you can squish up your muscles, you know. How do you squish up your mind? So, but when we did the second part, it got clear, because the key for me is and has been that relaxing part. It just like relax when that happens, and then it, you know, something, life will flow, either comes in or you know, it just releases life without the tension.
Yes, exactly.
And but the really great part is I could see then that when I'm, because I've had these experiences, especially lately, when I'm either trying to figure something out or, you know, in that in kind of maybe a confusion or any of those conditioned type of words, that's what, you know, obsessive thinking, that's what is tensing the mind.
That's right.
And I saw the same thing, you know, with the emotions that if I'm stuck in one, you know, milking it or indulging it, that's what's tensing the emotions. And as soon as there's that relaxation, life just is there. It's always there, but it's not covered up by the tension.
Yeah, it's why we talk so much in practice about it's not a doing, it's a being, because exactly what you're describing. So you now have all these clues about when conditioning is there, right? That confusion, that trying to figure it out. And what you've realized is, wow, that's the tension. That is how the mental tension happens. That is how the emotional tension happens. And so then that relaxation, life is. There's nothing to be done at that point. It's just relaxing out of conditioning, and life is.
Yeah, and this just says how, and you know, the shows up the need for just continue practicing, because I've been doing that for probably a lot. Who knows, maybe half of my life practicing. But when you put it in this kind of a format, or however we did, whatever happened, it just like it all clicks together as the clarity comes to actually to that process, rather than just doing the process and not knowing what you're doing. It was like the difference between the first questions about tension. Yeah, I was trying to do them. And the second, when I could actually see what was going on.
Yeah. Well, and it reminds me of that thing that Sherry will say, we have to give it everything we've got, knowing that the very effort is keeping us from it, which I think is what you're pointing at. So, you know, all these years we practice, and we know that, you know, I'm trying hard and I'm tensing my muscles It's not that there's anything wrong with that. In fact, that's, you know, we just practice however we practice. And then what suddenly, for whatever reason, the pieces click together, and then we have an experience, a direct experience of, relaxation. I don't need to do all that trying. I don't need to.
And even if we're doing the relaxation, I mean, even if we're actually doing this, this is what was amazing to me, because I have been, you know, feeling the which I wouldn't have known was the tension in my head, just feeling the tightness or whatever, and then relaxing. that the clarity came in with the process of the how that you were pointing to, rather than, you know, I could see what it was that I was that was happening.
Yeah,
that way.
So I can. So turning the attention to the how, you could suddenly see the process that was happening.
Yeah, the process of what I was actually doing to let life drop in. And I didn't even know, maybe, you know, I wasn't that aware, except I knew I had to relax. But this just put it in a real good practice framework. Kind of aware of the framework. I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, exactly. It's thrilling when those pieces come together like that.
Yeah. So anyhow, thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
Nancy here.
Nancy.
Justin.
Sharon.
And Sharon. Nancy, Justin, and Sharon, and then we'll go from there.
I was almost not going to do this because the last share was pretty much close to mine. I'm not going to do it anyway.
Great. Excellent.
So the picture, drawing a picture of life, of course, I chose something and immediately, you know, as I started to do it, thought, well, this is probably not the right example and, you know, blah, blah. And it was like, okay, I knew that was going to come up. You know, it's like, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm continuing because I'm really, I don't want to listen to those because I'm really enjoying, I'm getting into what I'm doing. So, so that was really predictable, yet I didn't listen to the voices like I have done in the past. So same way with the book and the song and the movie, you know, immediately brain scramble, you know, and I was thinking, of course I can't come up with anything because the mind is all tensed up and it's just not going to come, but that's okay. You know, I felt a little disappointment because I thought this is a fun exercise. But, you know, things might drop in later and I'll have fun with it. So it's just not happening now. It's okay. You know?
Yes. I actually, and of course, the whole point being that, right, to see that process.
Yes. And I did come up with a book. It was The Agony and the Ecstasy. And I thought, well, that's a really good description of my life.
Boy, probably for all of us. The Agony and the Ecstasy.
So, and then, of course, the tense and relax, I really saw kind of what Phil was saying, you know, that this is what happens. You know, I did the physical one really well, and then it's like, okay, how do I isolate a mental tensing and an emotional tensing? And I thought, well, I'll do the best that I can, and then whatever, you know. And what I saw in all of those exercises was that I don't have to listen to the voices, even though they're going to come up. And I saw in the past how those voices would stop me, and they would stop me from participating. They would stop me from being in the present moment. It would just, you know, it would bring up resistance, all of that, and I would just stop. So what I've seen, you know, in the past few years is that I can continue doing what I'm doing, even I can continue being and do what's in the moment.
Yes.
And have those voices there anyway and not focus on them and know they're coming up.
Yes. Which is really the ultimate coup for us, isn't it? Because the ultimate coup for the voices is to talk us into holding a belief that if the voices are there, then that means I'm not, whatever, practicing properly. I'm not doing this well. I'm not. But the ultimate coup for us is to get so familiar with how the voices do what they do that it just becomes, you know, sometimes we use images like the noisy neighbor. Yes. That's just what's there.
Right.
And that really crucial realization that you've had over the last period of time, that doesn't have to have any impact in how I participate. I think you were saying this earlier, how I participate in life.
right? If they can just be there, do their thing as they're going to, right? They are going to do that. And I can just participate in my life.
Right. Just continue doing what's in front of me. What a difference that makes.
Oh, my gosh. Just 1,000%. You know, even that, as you were describing the, you know, okay, so tense up physically. Okay, you did that well. You know, that sense of like, okay, I know how to do that, so I do that well. And even, it's just such an illustration of how truly, on a moment-by-moment basis, life is happening. And I think it's in one of the books, I forget which one, but life is happening, and then just a millisecond after that, there's the voice to comment on it. Okay, that, yeah, you know how to do that. You did that well, right? And then the mental one, okay, well, I'm not really sure. Well, that's okay. Just, okay, we'll just get through that, you know, and to realize, what? I don't have to have my attention on that millisecond later. I can have my attention here with what is.
Yes. And here's what I saw about that, too, is that even though I couldn't get there pretty much without, you know, this little debate, am I there, am I not, I can learn from that. I can, next time that I have this mental tenseness or this emotional tenseness, I think I'll know. I think I'm going through the emotional tenseness. Let me see if I can let that one go.
Exactly. Back to that relaxation that Phil was pointing at.
Very good.
Great.
Thanks,
Nancy.
Justin. Hey, Jen, can you hear me? Hey, Jen, this is Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Hey. I'm just trying to pick one topic to stick with for what I saw. There's so much to see. I really appreciated the mental or tensing up mentally and doing that exercise. And what dropped in for me right away is synonymous with tensing up mentally is trying to stop those thoughts.
He's trying to, what was that?
Trying to stop the mental chatter.
Yeah. Trying to stop it. That is a good way to tense up mentally, isn't it? Try to stop it.
It really is, yeah. it dropped in right away. I was like, oh, I know how to do this. But it was super helpful because I've seen that in my practice so much. The connection I was making is, you know, something will register in the awareness, you know, some type of ego story or something, and I'll see it in awareness, and then immediately after, it's the, like, oh gosh, you're doing it again, you know, you're listening to ego, you need to stop that, you know, you need to stop those thoughts, which of course just becomes into another doing, right?
Exactly. And it's the absolute fire for just keeping it going.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, there's some Alan Watts quote. It's like, I think Alan Watts said, like, it's like trying to smear away blood with more blood, right? It's like trying to get rid of ego with more ego. And I had never seen it so clearly, but it was that it was that exercise where we're tensing up mentally saw that.
Yeah, I just love it. It really also points just at the role of a sense of humor in practice, doesn't it? Because I don't know how to tense up mentally. How am I supposed to tense up mentally? And then, oh, wait, yes, there we go. I think I'm doing that right now.
Let me
stop the thought. Anytime I'm in that relationship of, as you say, the voices come in to say, no, I think you're listening to ego. You need to stop listening to ego. Perfect way to keep it all in place.
Yeah. Right. No, the irony is so rich, right? And then it just becomes into another doing, and we're outside of the being and the whole thing. You know, we're just going down the kind of the loophole. And I've seen that, you know, I've seen it, and then you don't see it, and then you see it, and you don't see it. But it's always good to just, I feel like a great direct experience.
Yeah, it really is. That what you just said, that last thing, reminds me of one of my favorite Rumi quotes. That says something like, enjoy this being washed with a secret we sometimes know and then not. Right? We see it, then we don't see it. We see it, then we don't see it. We see it, then we don't see it.
Yeah, that seems to be the name of the game. But, just great exercises, and it's been a really fun workshop. So looking forward to continuing on.
Great. Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, thank you.
And Sharon.
Whoops. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, thank you. And thank you for this great workshop. First thing said to draw life. And and then I immediately realized I didn't read the first part or the last part of the instructions for doing this workshop, where it talked about having drawing and colors and stuff. But so anyway, I did it with my pen, and I just did a freestyle, all these wild and crazy symbols and images and that kind of thing. And then I immediately saw when I was looking for the significance of it that, well, number one, I often don't really get all the instructions. And then ego beats the crap out of me, you know. And I've had a long history of this, including when I've done exercises at the monastery. And I just like to...
go ahead, Sherry.
And like others who shared about it, I was so glad to see that I wasn't fazed. You know, it's like
that. I
wasn't fazed by the fact that I missed it once again, and yeah. I kept getting out my drawing and looking at it, and it started feeling like a masterpiece. You know, I felt like I was looking at a Kandinsky. You know, and I kept like adding little bits to it. You know, but what came up for me was a very painful experience I had at a conference where. We were all supposed to draw something, and it was supposed to be a freestyle thing. And I drew mine, and the other people drew theirs. And when they reflected on it, this woman, I showed mine first, which was, of course, a freestyle, you know. It didn't have a whole lot of meaning to it, and I didn't have a lot to say about it. And then when it went to the next person, she shared this quote-unquote wonderful story about her family and being a mother and all that sort of thing. And everybody was like, aw, you know. And I looked down at mine, and I just felt ashamed, you know. Like, here I have this kind of drawing that is just, what world are you in, you know. And it kind of affected the rest of the day for me. So that came up, you know, as part of the process. And I guess what I have to say, and I won't go through all the book, movie, and stuff like that, but after talking with the mentor was kind of about, you know, I accept you as you are, and yes, maybe you go
We're
your
sorry,
own way.
But some participants may be experiencing temporary audio issues. Our teams are working to resolve this as quickly as possible.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Sharon, we can hear you. But
okay.
Jim's not there.
Oh, let me just finish saying it then. Thank you for telling me. Is that, you know, my process is my process, and there's probably a lot of other people who feel like me, you know, that are maybe going their own way at times. And so it's just basically about loving myself and not getting beat up when I don't go the straight and narrow, the same way that other people go. So it was a really rich experience for me. And I hope Jen comes back.
Well, thank you. We enjoyed hearing your words, so thank you.
Oh, thank you, too.
This is Janice. Perhaps I'll just say something. Can anybody hear me?
Yes, yep, we can.
Can you? Can hear you.
Okay. I'll just continue on the part where we spent some time talking with the mentor to see how the information could be used really in the future to support awareness. And what I noticed was with all three exercises, with the physical, mental, and emotional, there was tension in the body. And I felt that whenever I become aware of tension in the body, I can, whether there's a good reason for it, like an emergency or something like that, whatever it is, I can just come back and take time to do a few deep calming breaths. And also to feel my feet on the ground, perhaps to look at something in nature and to say the mantra, there is nothing wrong. And that could go with each of them, because I noticed that with each of those things, although there was, with a physical body, there was the whole body being involved, but with the emotional tension, there was a kind of a shutting out of the world or interior imploding, but there was still tension in the body. And with the mental part, there was the mental tension, the noodling or anxiety or worry, and caught in the past or the future. Uh-oh. And I was just able, yeah.
You know what? We are having some very interesting technology right now. I'm not sure what that is. But we seem to be having two overlaying conversations. So let me check in with Emily, and if you would remute yourself, Janice, and we will sure. pick you up after Emily.
Okay.
Okay. Super. Great. Emily.
So I was kind of surprised to see how I did things fast, because I don't think of myself
fast.
As a real fast-moving person. But for the drawing of life, and this does seem to be a theme, that I let myself have this little bit of kind of really wonderful experience of life. Like I was drawing a tree, and I just focused on, I love this tree during the whole drawing, and really just felt like, what a lovely, amazing experience. And then I finished like about halfway through, and just it was like, okay, that's all. Like, what a
that's
great
enough.
Experience. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
That's
and
kind what
of
was
like,
that last
oh,
word?
That's, oh, just like, that's it. That's the
oh,
quota
that's it. Got it.
Of
yeah.
life that I get for the day. And I'm all done now. And I did the
okay.
next assignment kind of like that.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. That is really helpful to see, isn't it? So it sounds like it, in some ways you're familiar with it, but it sounds like it surprised you. You know, with the, you said quick. It surprised you because you don't really think of yourself as a quick person. But as you looked at it, it sounds like what you saw was it's this process of, yeah, I'm allowed to have a certain amount of, like being there with the drawing of the tree, just really allowed to be there with it. But then it's like, no, that's it. That's your quota. Now you've got to stop.
Yeah,
that.
And I spent the rest of the time in conditioned mind. And
that's big, huh?
Yeah. So that was good to see and good. You know, I saw some had some ideas for some supports I could do. Or just,
yeah, I was curious about that. Yeah, so when you. What did you see about that? What might be some ways to support the practitioner with that?
I guess some retraining. Like it's okay to stay in that place. It's okay to spend longer in that place. You know, even live there.
Exactly.
And, hearing from that person who really enjoyed that experience, what a joy that was.
Yeah.
Lots of encouragement.
Yeah, that's a great thing what you just said. The doing some recordings with the person who really enjoys being in that place, because essentially what you're describing is presence, right? And so doing a recording with, we could even say from, the person who really wants to be present and how she benefits from that in her life would be a lovely thing to use in our practice to listen back to remind us of, this human being wants to have her life, and I can practice that. I can practice living in that place instead of just being allowed to be there occasionally and then needing to return to conditioned mind.
Yeah, yeah, there's no really no reason to do that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Thanks, Emily.
Thanks.
Janice. And then we'll check back in and see if Sharon's back. Is that you, Jana?
Hi, Jen?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It seemed like you weren't there, but we could hear Sharon complete.
Yes, I think so. I don't know what happened on my end. The call didn't drop, but it went completely mute. Yep.
Okay, and then it was quiet, and so I did just step in to answer something. So I've had some time to talk, and maybe other people heard it. And just to summarize that, what I noticed was physical tension with the whole body, but when it was mental or emotional, there was also physical tension in the whole body. And so although there were other things going on, like kind of shutting the world out emotionally, or imploding, and mentally it would be more like anxiety or worry, past, future, noodling. But in all of the cases, mentor was really encouraging me to just come back, noticing if there was tension, and take some deep breaths, feel my feet, look at something beautiful, and say, there's nothing wrong.
Lovely. So really, the mentor coming in to remind you, there's nothing you need to figure out here, right? There's nothing to do. It's just noticing tension, taking deep breaths, realizing there's nothing wrong. We can just be here in presence.
Exactly. Gassho.
Yeah, Gassho. Thank you.
Karen A?
Yeah, this is Sharon. I'm back.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much of what I said you heard, but
Go ahead.
Did you hear much of it, or you didn't, or you don't know?
I got cut off pretty early on, Sharon.
Oh,
so if you want to recap, that would be lovely.
No. I won't go through it all. But it was basically, I wanted to come back because my conditioning is, I got cut off, and I got left out, kind of thing. So I thought, well, let me come back in and say my name, and know that I'm still part of the group. That's all. But it was a very good exercise.
And you know what that points at, Sharon, which is exactly it's what this entire practice points at, and specifically the book, How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. It all points at that one rule that we talk about in practice, which is that we'll use everything in our experience to see how we cause ourselves to suffer so we can drop that and end suffering, which turns truly every single moment of our lives into a workshop. So I get on the call and I start speaking and then I get cut off. And that's the workshop that I have, right? And I just watch how that kicks up all the, I always get cut off. And then we get to see, oh, there's that familiar thing. And then we get to practice. First of all, you practice, hey, you know what? I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to get back on the call, say my name, there, end of story. I don't have to go with that same old suffering process.
Right. Thank you. Because I was like, I didn't get the benefit of Jen's feedback, but at least I can just say my name and come back in. And that's fine. And thank you very much. Wonderful workshop.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
This is Catherine.
Karen A. And then Catherine after Karen A.
Patty.
Hi.
And then Patty. Got it.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, Jordan.
I've just seen right now, there was a little bit of,
I don't know what you'd call it. There was a little bit of, there was a lot of fun in doing all the exercises, and there was a little bit of, I'm just seeing right now, I don't know what to call it, but ego arrogance, I guess I'd call it. And I wasn't really aware of it. Well, I was aware of it in drawing the picture because I was mostly aware of this little chatter going on because I knew immediately what I wanted to draw and it was fun and I was ready. I had all my colored pens there and then there this chatter like, you know, of, oh, I can do this. I know how to do this. I'm good at drawing and, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, which, mm-hmm. of course, mm-hmm. is not what you want to listen to when you're trying to draw. So I saw that. And then, you know, skip to the very last exercise with the tensing physically. And I tensed physically and then relaxed. And then when you said tense emotionally and mentally, I tried to, all I could do was tense physically again. I couldn't do it. And I was, and I laughed and then there it was again. Oh, this is a trick question. you know, and then you had us, I don't remember really how, but you had us look at it again. And so this time I went, because of course I know what emotional and mental tension is, but I went to thinking about the news. I had to go look for some negative content. And I had to bring it into being. I watched the effort and there was this, whoa, this is like work. Like I don't want to do like this. I have to like physically bring this in. I'm working to get it there, you know, and gosh, that was great to see. And
really great.
So
I don't know. Was there more about that, Karen? Because before you move on, that just seems so significant to underline because, you know, I remember for me at least, especially early on, Sherry would say things like, you know, suffering is a doing. We're doing something. It's not our natural state. It's not how it is. And that can seem so odd, really, because I really don't want to suffer. So it doesn't seem like I'm doing that. But that, the level at which you're describing paying attention in that, we really do see it actually is a doing in the sense that it's something that's being added to the moment. That's kind of a theme that's emerging through what everyone is saying. That you realized in order to tense mentally, I needed to bring something into it to create that tension.
Yeah.
And that is how it happens.
Yeah, I totally had to. I had to, like, make something up. I mean, and not that I have to make up the news, because the news makes up itself. Mm-hmm. But that was the thing I could bring in that was readily available. And it really was a doing. And the level of work it kept, the level of energy in that moment that it, I had to keep to maintain it because there was, whoever was doing the workshop was having fun and she was laughing you know, there was, and then there was this like, you know, not wanting to go, there was a resistance. I didn't want to go into that, but I wanted to do the exercise and see, you know, there was a wanting to participate. I don't know. It was just, but the level of energy it took, the work involved to maintain it, and then the relief of just letting, okay, it wasn't very long, just let it go. We don't have to do that, you know. Anyway,
exactly.
So it was very fun. Thank you.
So fun. Yeah, thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Catherine.
Hi, Jen. Well, it was really interesting for me, and I feel really important that I saw, I would say an identity. It was the ego showing up to do the workshop and then drawing the life and drawing life and judging it. And then the book, movie, and song were all just kind of pathetic loser kind of things fitting into the life isn't enough and you're not enough. And shifting out of that. So first the tensing and I, you know, focus on the body, and I could see the scrambling of how do I do this? What is she talking about? What do we mean? And then seeing how easy it was to relax. It was just the tensing is so hard and the relaxing is so easy. And it was big.
It was big.
Relaxing was just so natural. You know, that was it. Mm. So just, and then with the recording and listening, finally, just really seeing this identity who I think really lives a lot of my life, or I live a lot of my life identified with that, of something's missing, something's wrong, it's not enough, there's not enough in my life, I'm not enough. Go ahead.
And as you saw that, Catherine, did it feel like it was, how do I say it, you know, that the encouragement with the recording listening was to be with the mentor, right, in conscious compassion awareness, see everything you see. Did it feel like it was seen in that way?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, totally. I didn't express that clearly. Yeah, it was huge, and it was really the mentor facilitating, was speaking, of what would support you, and coming up with some real ideas about how to support, how to see that identity and say, okay, this is what's going on. I'm identified with that story, and that's all that is. It's not true. It's, you know, it's a story. So,
oh my goodness, Catherine, because everyone has the version of what you're talking about. We all have it, right? That story that, I mean, it's just me. We talk about it as skin, right? It's just who I am. It's just how it is for me, right? It's like Sharon saying, you know, I always get cut off on the call, right? So it's that set of lenses that everything's going to be seen through. And then, you know, if we start to become aware of it, the next layer can be, see how you are? Why are you always like that? Why can you not have that? You know, it's like just what Justin was talking about, right? Now it's going to get me to try to stop being that way.
Yeah.
But what you're talking about, right? What you're pointing at is such a different approach, which is, with the mentor, we can really get so familiar with how that feels, the signpost, so the mentor isn't going to come in to say, okay, Catherine, look, you're doing it again. The mentor is coming in to say, from what you described, oh, there it is again. Hey, we don't have to do that.
Yeah.
There's another possibility.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like, how can I help? The mentor is like, okay, how can we help this? You know, So anyway, it felt very important. I have seen that identity before, but it is such skin that it's hard to take off that skin, you know, to shed that skin. It's just, I did.
That's another good point, Catherine. Yeah, exactly. Because what I just saw with that is, boy, every time we get to see that skin in one of these settings, that is a huge celebration, isn't it? Because it is really hard. I think, you know, Alan Watts talks about trying to see your own eyeballs, right? It's really hard to see.
Yeah.
The water we swim in, it's just nearly impossible. So to get to see it is like, yay, another seeing. Yep.
Yeah. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Catherine. And Patty, we have a few more minutes.
Catherine?
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, great.
Hi. And I'll try and just summarize.
Great.
What I saw some different things in each of the exercises, but on the whole, it was withdrawing. The ego was there saying, "Oh, I know how to do this. You know, it's not a new moment. Mm-hmm. I know how." And so there was a lot of ego feedback.
Uh-huh.
And, And in the exercise of, in particular, the emotions, tensing and relaxing, the first time we did it, it was a doing. And then the second time, it was just this sort of more spontaneous letting life do it or have it or, you know, life showing me in a way. And so all the exercises, there were showing me the difference between just being in life and letting it happen versus the ego doing. With the different song book, that one, I just let it arise. And one of them, there wasn't one, but the other two there was, and that was just fine.
Boy, and your summary is really a summary, Patty, of what everyone's been saying, isn't it? Is just getting a direct experience of what it feels like when ego is attempting to live the life and what it feels like to just be here in presence as life is living.
And for me, it would be a summary of like I need to know or I know versus this is a new moment and what's in it, you know? And the thing would go for doing.
Yes, exactly. And it's so helpful to know. So for you, one of those big flags is I need to know or I know. And it's so helpful for each of us to have a sense of that's the how of how we do anything. And so to have a sense of that, that means it can now be my cue. Ah, okay, there, conditioning's attempting to do its thing. Great, I'm going to come back here where life is just living.
And to do a two-handed recording at that point.
Exactly, right? Especially when, you know, we could just come back here. And it's like, no, I got to figure it out, you know, whatever. If the resistance is there and that doesn't feel available, okay, great. Well, we'll do a two-handed recording with that. And see what's there. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah.
Gesho.
Thank you, Patty. Gesho. And that brings us just about to the top of the hour. And we wanted to end today with a quote by St. Augustine. People travel to wonder at the height of the mountains, at the huge waves of the seas, at the long course of the rivers, at the vast compass of the ocean, at the circular motion of the stars, and yet they pass by themselves without wondering. And so as we transition to the rest of our day, the rest of our life, let's carry with us St. Augustine's encouragement and never lose sight of the wonder that is our true nature. Remember to cherish that. Thank you, everyone. Gesho.